Canary Wharf, the heart of London's financial district. And for some financiers, there was something of a distraction as HMS Duncan berthed alongside. Leaving Portsmouth last week, the ship sailed up the River Thames and into the capital. But it wasn't going to be the simplest of journeys.
So I've just come from the bridge and it's actually quite intense in there at the moment. And that's because the captain is taking HMS Duncan through one of the most shallow parts of the River Thames. There's very little margin for error and it's not a case of metres, but centimetres.
I think always a little tense when the danger is quite close. This is a £1 billion destroyer, one of only six the country has with extraordinary capability. But of course, in commanding one of these, I'm expected to get it to places it needs to be and potentially take sensible risk so we can advertise what we do. It was a little nerve-wracking, but we're safely in now, and the whole of the financial capital of Europe can see us.
It's the first time a Type 45 destroyer has made it this far up the River Thames. With previous attempts, the margin for error has been too tight.
Just in London, tramping through the West India dock, it's a little bit tight, but it's the first time that a Type 45 has ever gone this far into the West India dock, so it's a really exciting time for all of us.
It was easy to sense the relief as HMS Duncan was tied up alongside at Thames Quay. HMS Duncan was in London because the Royal Navy was beginning its Battle of Jutland commemorations.
We're going to continue the theme of the Battle of Jutland's 100th anniversary, and we're going to go over to Germany, a port called Wilhelmshaven, which is the home of the German Navy. We're going to commemorate some of the dead over there and then take a German ship with us over the Jutland Bank, where we're going to sit over the wreck of HMS Invincible, which was lost during the battle, and commemorate the huge loss of life, which perhaps is not as great as those lost in a single day in the Somme, but when a castle of steel, as Winston Churchill called battleships, is lost, no matter whether you're an admiral or a sailor, you are going down with your ship. And I think it's wholly right to commemorate their bravery.
There was also opportunity for members of the public to tour the newest of the Royal Navy's fleet. Rebecca Ricks, Forces News on HMS Duncan.